This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yes!
I never hit so hard in love.
What? What are you doing?
Wrecking Ball Monday!
Oh, is it?
Yes.
No,
is
no,
that
no,
a thing?
No. We're not starting this thing again.
Crank it up!
Yeah, you
me! Oh, go on.
Well, after Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have called off their marriage back in August, 7 months of marriage, by the way, Miley Cyrus and her girlfriend, Caitlin Carter, have called off their relationship after dating what feels like maybe 13 days.
No.
Yeah.
What? I thought the two of them would love for 1,000 years.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Our sources are saying that they are still friends, but they have, in fact, broken up. They've been friends forever, and they were there for each other when they were both getting separated because she was with Brody Jenner.
Right.
And after a year of marriage, even though our sources are saying that we're never legally married.
Okay, I didn't think that he got married.
Yeah, they were, but they were both there for each other, especially when going through a very tough time through their breakups.
You know what this seems like? I didn't know that she was also involved in a very serious, deep relationship as well as Miley. I didn't know that.
Oh.
So you know what this seems like?
What?
It seems like when your ex-girlfriend shows up drunk with her friend at the bar, and then they see you, and then they start making out to make you go crazy.
Oh,
right.
Has that happened to you?
Has it happened to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to date some crazy people.
Really?
Yeah, but when you're a Miley, you have to do it on a worldwide stage.
Right.
See, as the only person on this show who's had a divorce, I feel like...
Yet.
When you are in the throes of it just happening...
Yeah.
Your friend's job
is to make
them,
out with you.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm not talking about the now ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
All of Miley's other friends.
Yes.
It is their job to keep her from doing stuff like jumping feet first into another relationship within like 10 minutes of announcing that you're splitting up.
They're the bowling bumpers. Is what you're saying of your life.
Exactly.
Keep you in the lane.
And, you know, sometimes because your brain's kind of bouncing all over the place, they got to refocus you. Hey, look over here.
Mm-hmm.
Look over here.
Mm-hmm.
Come here.
Mm-hmm.
You come with me. Yeah. Don't do that. Just come with me. Because have we not had friends who have started, like, even if it wasn't like a marriage, it was a breakup just from like a dating relationship where they suddenly have met someone else and they are falling in love.
Oh, sure.
That's what's happening to Miley.
Okay.
And so I blame her friends.
Who are her friends? Who are Miley Cyrus's friends?
Right. Great question.
It seemed like for a while her parents were her best friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of nice.
No. It seems irresponsible parenting.
Well, she's an adult now.
Mm.
That's a good question. I don't know.
You can tell because she's totally acting like one.
I don't know who her friends are. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, listen. My heart goes out to Chris Hemsworth or Liam Hemsworth,
Liam.
Whichever one it was. Not Thor. My heart goes out to
him.
Why? Because he's got to sit there and watch all this.
Wait, wasn't he the one that was going through all the issues and caused this divorce anyway?
He caused it?
That's what I heard, that he was having...
Wait a second.
Alcohol and pill problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Did you?
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is this founded in fact, Rain?
Well, she has a song called
Wrecking
Ball.
Wrecking Ball.
No,
play it again.
No.
It's Wrecking Ball. Yes. This this is about not Thor having an addiction problem?
This song, I don't know.
Man, this makes the song so much deeper.
Okay, no, you're right. Her new song. So we're not talking about this anymore. We're just doing this now?
Oh.
Is that what? Okay,
no,
fine.
No.
Turn it up. Turn it up again.
Oh, okay. I came in like a Who doesn't like this song? God, man. She can do whatever she wants. Just give us another Wrecking Ball. Man, if this hasn't been a setup for Wrecking Ball 2.
Right.
Electric Boogaloo, I'm on board.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.